For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. It was June 11th, 2011, and the Huskies had a lot on the line that night. A win would send them to the NCAA Super Regional, somewhere UConn had never been. And the Major League Baseball draft was happening at the same time. George Springer was playing center field. He was also about to become a multimillionaire in the draft.
I had the great fortune of being behind him after we won, and he sees his mom.
That's Jim Penders, who managed UConn's team.
And he doesn't say a word about the Houston Astros, the draft, $2.5 million. All he says is, Mom, can you believe it? We won.
Springer is the first person to hit a home run in four consecutive World Series games. He also tied a major league record of hitting five homers in a World Series. But even through all that, Pender still saw that we not me spirit in Springer when he accepted his MVP award on national TV.
And he's got a brand new truck behind him and an MVP trophy, and he thanks his teammates. You know, he wants to share it.
Rob Dowling was Springer's high school coach at Avon Old Farms. He says that Springer was a late bloomer physically, and so he didn't get a lot of attention at first. But when he did, Dowling says he wasn't egocentric.
He tried to deflect a lot of it, and he tried to, you know, approach games as if they were team games.
The 28-year-old just finished his fourth major league season, his first as an MLB All-Star. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.